So as Shane said, my name is Dylan Berry. I am an intern here in the junior high ministry. What that means is basically a year ago, I came to Shane and the old junior high pastor, Josh, and I told him, hey, I'm looking to maybe make a career out of this youth ministry thing. Like, what do I do? What's the next step? And they said, become an intern. And I was like, all right, let's do it. So in January, I started and I've been doing it for 8 months now. And during those 8 months, you know, I've been event planning, weekend planning. You've seen me up here making kids eat Spam sandwiches. And it's just been a blast. But one thing I told Shane is that I was like, dude, there's no way I'm going to speak. There's no way. You can't pay me enough money to speak. And I told him that in complete confidence that I would never come up here and speak. And I'm up here now, so it's good to see you guys. So it's week two in our Welcome Back series. Welcome back to school. Are we excited to be back to school? Are we good? No. Welcome back, week two. Last week, Shane talked about the heart and the importance of the heart, and his takeaway was really above all things, guard your heart. And so this week I was given the topic stress and worry, which this is my first sermon, so stress and worry fit perfectly because all week I've been stressed and worried. So with that, I'm going to open us up in a word of prayer. So if you could bow your heads with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time to gather. This time to gather and just have fun, to worship and to really just to get to know you better and how we can live better lives as junior hires. I just thank you. You're amazing. I thank you for your son, for your love. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, summer's over. Who had a great summer? Who had a great summer? Yeah. I had a great summer too. I was blessed. I got to travel a ton. I was gone for like 5 weeks straight. I went to Prescott, which is still Arizona, so whatever. Then I got to go to Fiji for 2 weeks, and then I went up to Connecticut. Did you guys go anywhere cool? I want to hear. Where did you guys go this summer? Where'd you go? Puerto Rico. Hey! Where'd you go? Las Vegas. I've never been there before. Where'd you go? Where? New York City. That's true. I went to New York too. Thank you. So travel. I've been really blessed with traveling, and traveling is one of my favorite things. There's a few rules to travel, though. A big rule is you really got to hold on to your papers, right? You got to hold on to your money. You got to hold on to your ID. You got to hold on to your tickets. It's just so important, especially when you're traveling overseas internationally, because your passport, it's your lifeline, right? Like, you are in a country, a different country, and you lose your passport, like, that's bad news. You can't move. You're stuck until you get your passport. And so I broke this rule 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I went on a trip with the high school ministry to Malawi, Africa. And on the way to Malawi, we flew to Philadelphia, then we flew to London, and then we flew to Kenya, and then we flew to Malawi. So we had to stop on the way, and each stop, we had to, you know, get our stuff, we had to scan our passports, we had to do all this nonsense, and it was horrible. But we get to Kenya, and we're flying to Kenya, and our leaders are stressing with us. Like, guys, we need to lay low in Kenya. Like, Kenya, like, it's a scary place right now. If you look up headlines in summer of 2012 of Kenya, you'll see like violence and you'll see some scary, nasty stuff. So they told us, like, hey guys, let's just kind of not be obnoxious Americans. Let's stick together and let's lay low. For 6 hours, we had a 6 hour layover. So we get there and this airport is scary. Let me tell you, it looks like the bottom half of Superstition Mall, except there's holes in the wall and there's like lights flickering. It just looks like a horror movie about to happen. You know, there's people walking back and forth, no one's looking at each other, you know, black trench coats. This is probably all an exaggeration, but this is what I saw. I was so scared out of my mind. So we sat there, we got through the 6 hours, they went through very quick, and then it was time to get on the plane to go to Malawi. And I'm in line, and our whole team is in line, and I'm in the back, and I got this little, like, cute little traveler's pouch that has, like, my passport, and has my, you know, driver's license, my tickets, my money, and it's really cute, really, it is. It was awesome. And so I look in where my passport is, and I'm like, oh, it's not there. And so my stomach drops a little bit, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I do, you know, this whole thing, pocket check, and I'm like, Where's my passport? Okay, it's in my backpack. Take off my backpack, and I'm digging through it, and I'm like, where is the passport? Okay, this is not cool. And I dig through it, and I see my leaders Travis and Tisha, and they turn around, and they're like, they notice as the line's getting shorter that I'm on the ground in the middle. I look like, I just look like I'm clearly in trouble. And so they look at me, and they're like, what's wrong? And they're super calm. And I'm like, I can't find my passport. You know, I'm a guy, so I got to stay super cool. I'm just like, can't find it. I don't know where it is. And they're like, okay, well, we'll help you. You know, and this is Travis talking. And he was, they go through the same thing I did. They go through my backpack. They're like, is it in your pocket? Is it this and that? And it wasn't, it was gone. And so at the same time, like, Tisha goes through and tells Travis to take care of me and to try to find my passport. And I'm sitting there and I'm just like, oh my gosh. And Travis is like, man, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, dude, it's cool. We'll find it. We'll be all right. But in my head, I was literally, this is how I was. Mommy! No, I don't want to live in Kenya. No, I don't know how to speak Kenyan. I don't want to, they don't have McDonald's. How am I supposed to live here? Oh my gosh. And I was so scared. But you know, I was with another guy and I was just like, oh, it's cool. It's totally cool. Let's just go find my passport. So we go back to the gate where we came in at, and we go up to the counter, and we're trying to tell these ladies the situation. We explain the whole thing, everything that happened, and they go, like, they have no idea what we're talking about. These are women who are Kenyan. They don't speak any English. So we spent all this time telling them this, and then suddenly, I don't know how it happened, but this guy came out, and he was holding my passport. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love you, sir. And in my mind, I gave him a big kiss on his forehead because I was just so, so happy that he had my passport. But in that moment, like, it just felt like, oh my gosh, I feel good now. Oh my gosh, because I was freaking out. I literally thought, in my mind, I was thinking like, okay, these 2 weeks in Africa are not happening. All this money that I raised, it's going for nothing because I lost my passport, but apparently just fell out on the plane. There's a conspiracy that someone on my team took it and threw it underneath my, they didn't want me to go. It's a big conspiracy. I'm still investigating it. But it was just, I was freaking out and I had no idea what was gonna happen. And it was so scary. And luckily I got to go to Malawi and it turned out to be, you know, some of the best 2 weeks of my life. And so with that today, we're going to be looking at stress and worry in the lives of junior hires. Because really for this series, we want to equip you with things as you get back into your daily routine of school. These things that you'll face, we want to equip you with how to deal with them. So what is stress? Stress is really when we feel like things are out of our control. It's when we feel like we need to be in control of things and we just need them to go our way and they're not. And things are changing and it's really crazy. One crazy thing I was thinking about is like, as I was doing my research on stress is like our bodies, like we're not made to have stress. Like stress is not just a mind game. It's not just like, oh, I'm thinking about it all day. Like stress affects our body. It starts in the mind, but it goes through your body. Like you can get body aches. You can get headaches. You can acne. Acne comes from stress. Your emotions are tested. Have you ever tried talking to a stressful person? Or when you're stressed out, you don't want anyone talking to you. You're snapping. Like, I've done it. We're like, hey, mom, what's for dinner? Nothing. I don't know. Because she just had a long day of work. And it's just like, you know, it happens. And you know how people say, like, oh, you're going to make my hair fall out. Like, that's a true thing, too. With stress, your hair can fall out. So if you see a bald guy, I would be a little careful because he might be very, very stressed, okay? Just be very easy around that. So yeah, like our bodies, we were not created to have stress. We're created for much more. And so what are things we worry about? What are things that make us lose sleep? What are things as junior hires? I sat down with a few of the guys in my junior high group and I asked them and I said, like, guys, what are you stressed about? And the big one was grades. Like we're so worried about, I have to have an A. I have to have an A. I have to get all my work done before I do anything else. It is the most important thing. What about sports? What about like, oh man, I gotta make the team this year. I mean, they now have tryouts this year. It's a lot of pressure. I gotta make this team. I'm freaking out. Oh, dad's in the stands. Man, I gotta get a hit. Oh man, I gotta throw a touchdown. And it's just the things we worry about with sports. What about boys and girls, right? You guys are now at that age where it's like, I mean, some of you are just like, hey girl, what's up? And you're doing everything you can to like look good and like popping the collar. I don't know if you guys have collars anymore, but you know, it's what you worry about. And sometimes you're worried like, oh, what are they thinking? Oh, I gotta look good. I gotta please them. And it's things that we worry about. It's like, it's crazy. Maybe it's how do I look? It's like I'm worried about my look. I'm worried about what I wear and how I look. Or maybe it's your family life. Maybe there's stuff going on at home that is just really difficult and it's really racking your brain. This one's tough. Maybe you didn't get 100 likes on your last Instagram. Maybe you didn't. And I mean, it seems funny, we're laugh, but like that's a serious worry that we do have. Like sometimes we're like, oh man, likes, they're climbing. This is good. I feel good. And like sometimes we worry and we're like, we just worry about it. And sometimes we even go and delete the picture because we're like, oh, that wasn't enough likes. That's not my life. No, that's not me. But sometimes we struggle about things that are kind of temporary and kind of we look back on and like laugh, right? Like the biggest one, back to school, right? Day one, what happens? Everyone wakes up 2 hours early and they get their brand new clothes on that their mom got them at Gap or Kohl's. I mean, that's what the guys were. Like guys, the guys don't dress themselves, guys. Moms, like if you see a guy like he dressed nice, no, his mom laid out those clothes. So everyone's looking nice. Guys are like doing their hair. They're walking down like, sup, dude, what's up? And girls, you know, they think they're on the red carpet, right? Girls, you know what I'm talking about, right? You're just like, hey, oh, picture? Oh, hey, how's it going? Hey, tag me. Hey, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, it's what we do and we worry about it. Wake up 2 hours before the first day of school. And it's like, that's what we do. But 2 weeks into school, what happens? 2 weeks, if I go to your schools, you guys look like zombies. Like, you look like you just rolled out of bed. You put on a hat and you get to school, because that's what I did. And it's just so funny because we spent so much time worrying about these things, and now it's like, you know, you look like a zombie. Like, this straight up, like, oh, whoa, you know what I mean? And that's what we do. So what's the solution to this worry and this stress? And really, the answer to that, it's peace. And today we're going to kind of look at what does it mean to find peace and where does peace come from? Because peace really, it means that we're free from anxiety, we're free from our worries, and we're free from all that like that just keeps us up at night. So we're going to go to, if you have a Bible, you know, open to Philippians chapter 4. If you don't have a Bible, we're passing them out. The girls in the back, thank you. Raise your hand if you need a Bible. Otherwise, open to Philippians chapter 4. If you hit Revelations, you've gone too far. So Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to start in verse 6. Philippians 4, verse 6. If you do have a Bible and the person next to you doesn't, share with them. All right. So Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." So really, this statement, it starts off by saying, do not. It's not saying, hey, don't try to, or hey, keep it up. It says, do not be anxious. Anxious is what we were talking about. It's that stress and that worry, the things that keep us up at night, the things that make it hard for maybe sometimes to eat. Our eating patterns get disrupted. Like, do not be anxious about anything. Like worries, like God does, he cares about your worries big or small. Oh, big or small? No, small or big. He cares about them all. And so even if it's like I lost my pencil in class and I'm freaking out about it, that was me, by the way. In class, you know that kid who's always like, hey, can I borrow a pencil? Like that was always me. I was always losing my pencil. And then, you know, they give it to you. They'd be like, oh, will you give it back? And I'd be like, yeah. No, it's mine. I'm sorry, that's mine. But no, big or small, because maybe you have a small worry like that. But maybe you have a big worry like your home life. Like you don't know what's happening. You don't know, you're afraid to go home because of stuff that's happening there. Like God cares about all these worries the same, big or small. And he says, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And so really, he tells us don't be anxious, but he doesn't leave it there. He doesn't say, hey, don't. Paul here, he equips us with what we can do to be free from our anxiety and free from our stress. And that's what it says in the second part, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Like, this is a good thing. Like God wants us to give everything to him. He wants your stresses. He wants your worries. He wants you to feel peace because we can do crazy things when we're at peace and when we're not, our mind is in the right place. And in, you don't have to turn there, but in 1 Timothy chapter 2, he's talking about the same thing. He's saying, if you want to live peaceful and holy lives, you must pray and petition. Petition meaning give your request, to request something. And that's really saying, God, I just need peace from this. I really need peace from worrying about day-to-day things. And in 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says, in verse 3, it says, this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And it's just so important, and it pleases God. It's what God wants. God wants us to come to him and give him your worries and anxiety, because he wants you, and he wants all people. It's not just you. It's not just Christians. He wants all people to submit to him. And what are ways that we find peace, and how is that different from finding peace in God? So how do we find peace? Maybe we go to the batting cages. Maybe, you know, we go to the batting. I said this about Shane. Shane probably does it whenever he's all mad. You know, you go to the batting cages, you take out your anger on that ball, right? How about maybe it's breaking something, you know? You just have to break something. I need to break something. You punch a hole in the wall, then you're grounded, so that stinks. So, and what's another one? Maybe it's substance. Maybe it's like it's drugs or alcohol. Maybe it makes you feel good. You know, I had a long week. I just need some drugs or alcohol. You know, maybe that's you. That sounds weird, but that's really how we think. Maybe this is a good one. This applies to everyone. Maybe it's loud music. Maybe you gotta blast your music. Maybe you just gotta be like, we are never, ever, ever getting back together. And you're just like, Taylor, you get me. Taylor, oh, you're so true. Oh. And you know, it's like, it's funny and it's true. It feels good. And it's like, I feel good now. But the thing is we find this peace and then we get into our next situation and then we feel stressed and worry again. It just starts over again. And then we have to keep going to these things and going, you know, singing to Taylor, let Taylor sing to you, whatever. You know, it's just, that's what happens. But in the next verse here, verse 7, it talks about the peace of God. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, which we will never understand, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So with the peace that comes from God, it's not a temporary, like, just fix and, oh, I feel better. It's a peace that continues and strives after you. Whenever we're connected with God, like, he'll guard your heart and he'll make sure that anything that comes up, like, you're able to just go, you know what, I have peace in this, and I don't need to make this the center point of my life that I have to get good grades. And whenever big projects come along, it's not like you're like, oh no, what am I gonna do? You know, it's the peace that comes from God that says, you know, you're okay, and I will protect you. And so, that verse ends with, we'll guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So what does that mean? It means that peace comes from God. Peace comes from God. And peace comes from being connected to God. The ultimate peace which transcends all understanding. Like, it comes from Christ Jesus. So what does Jesus say about peace? In Matthew chapter 6, you don't have to turn there either. Chapter 6, verse 25 through 33, he talks about the flowers in the field and the animals in the air and how he provides for them. And he lays out the flowers in the field and it looks beautiful. And like that's how he cares about flowers and animals. Imagine how much he cares about you. Like those are just flowers and animals, but like, you're his people. So that means he wants you so much more, and he has something so, like, something bigger for you. Like, and then in verse 33, he says, seek first his kingdom and righteousness, and everything you worry about will be given to you. Like, it will work out. Like, sometimes we say, I got this. I can handle this situation. I've got this. You know, like, I can get through it. But the thing is God's saying, no, seek me, and I will give you what you need. I will give you what you need. So the problem is we rely on ourselves and we say, I got this, but really God's saying, no, I got this. Trust in me. And in verse 34, he says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough trouble for itself, about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So he's saying, guys, don't worry about things down the road, because sometimes worry is about things down the road. Like, junior hires, I was just talking to one in the hallway, like, you're already thinking, like, what college am I going to? Like, what college am I going to? Oh, what am I going to do in high school? What am I going to do here? Like, God's saying, no, worry about today. I'm putting things in your life today that I'm trying to help you and give you. And if we focus on his kingdom, we'll see these things and we'll act upon it. So what are things in your life that you need to just say, God, I can't control this. I can't control this. You're the creator of the universe, and you need to be in control here. What are those things? Are those things, like I said, things I listed before? Did you feel something when I said that? Did you feel maybe these grades, like focusing on your grades, focusing on sports, focusing on girls, guys, your family life? I'm so worried, God. I don't know what to do. I'm locking myself in my room because I don't know what to do. So for me, my big worry that I had to give to God was just say, kind of like, God, like, I'm really worried about what people are going to think of me when I do stuff. I let that decide how I live. I let that decide, and I either don't do things or I do things. So like, for example, like, oh, I want to talk to my friends about Jesus, but wait, they might think of me differently. They might shun me. They might get rid of me. And it's this piece that I had to find that was only in God. And once I found it, and it's something I still struggle with, it makes it so much easier. So a few challenges I want to give to you guys throughout the year is really take time out of your busy schedule and just say, God, it's yours. I can't do it anymore. I can't just keep living this way. Because the truth is we can live with stressful lives. We can. We can just fight through it. It's something we can do, but God is calling us to a better life. He's calling us to a life of peace that is only found in him. So just take time out of your busy schedules, especially when you feel worried. Just step back and go, I need to have peace about this. I need to rest in knowing that God is in control. Another challenge I would say is to share. House groups are huge. Maybe this is your second year of house groups and you didn't share much last year. But you have people around you who want to pray for you, who want to build you up, who want to be there for you. And just be open, be bold in what you say, and share. And you may be thinking, like, what does this guy know? This guy is 2,000 years ago. Paul, the guy who wrote this, was in a Roman prison. It said that, like, he was chained up and someone was writing this for him. He was physically in a rut, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, he was at peace because he knew, you know, right now, times are hard, but God has got this. God's kingdom is still going forward, and it's okay. And the last thing I want to say is really that, like, you got to know the difference of caring and worrying. It's good to care about school, guys. I'm not up here telling you, go home and burn your homework. Yeah. No, as much as we'd love to do that, no. It's a good thing to care about it. And in verse 8 it says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think of such things. So have these things in your mind. And caring about school is a good thing, guys. It's just the difference between caring and worrying is worrying, it means you're making it the center of your life. It means you're going, I have to get this done. I'm not worried about anything else. I have to get this project done. I'm not worried about anything else. Like, I'm sitting in class and I'm thinking about, what am I going to do on the field later today? Like, this is the only thing that's on my mind. And it's good to care about these things. Like, we're blessed to be able to care about these things. But we're not called to make them the center of our life. So I'm going to wrap up with this. John 16:33. Challenge you, even remember this verse and think about this verse all week. John 16:33, I have told you these things, that in me, in Christ Jesus, the only place where peace comes from, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. You will face hard times. But take heart, but relax, but let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I have overcome the world. Like, God is putting things in your life every day that he wants you to worry about, and he wants, not worry about, but to care about more. He wants you to live a life for him, because in him is where peace is found. A God is in control, and he's overcome things. What does that mean? So for my trip that I was telling you guys about earlier, I talked to Travis this week about my trip, and I said, hey, dude, I was like, so what was your point of view on that, in that situation? He's like, well, honestly, the day before, I had looked up, like, suddenly I came across stuff that had happened in Kenya, and I looked up addresses from the airport and phone numbers and the U.S. Embassy, and if you would have lost your passport, I would have known exactly where to go, and we would have been okay, because, like, yesterday I looked all this stuff up, and I was just thinking, like, this week, like, God, I was in trouble, and I was freaking out, but, like, God had given me Travis and said, I got you. He said, I got you, and I didn't know that till 2 years later, but God is constantly saying, like, I got you. Like, you don't need to worry about things. It's a beautiful thing. So what we must do is we must trust him and not ourselves, and because peace comes from God. So that's what I want to leave you guys with. Peace comes from God and your relationship with him. So I'm going to pray for us, and we'll head out. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you for this time. Lord, I pray that we can give up all of our stresses and all of our worries to you, Lord, because you want us to live a peaceful life, because when we're at peace and when we're worried about your kingdom, we can do amazing things for you. And I thank you for these students, and I just pray throughout the year they can remember this and remember God's word. And it's in your precious name we pray. Amen.